Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
There are 7,000, more than 7,000 different infrastructure projects that were started in all 50 states during 2022 because of the infrastructure law. Huh. And that number is expected to go up to more than 20,000 during 2023. So they include the Hudson River project that Biden will be in New York for to promote today, but also $400 million to make the Golden Gate Bridge less at risk of earthquake damage, $1.6 billion to build a companion bridge for the overworked Brent Spence Bridge that connects Ohio and Kentucky, mm-hmm. and $40 million to upgrade a 40-year-old terminal at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. There are also thousands of other smaller-scale projects designed to improve roads and bridges in different communities. But it hasn't been just traditional infrastructure either. They've gotten other projects underway as well. More than $9 billion in funding was announced to repair aging water infrastructure nationwide, which was one of the problems at the heart of the Jackson, Mississippi water crisis, you remember. $1 billion to clean up 49 Superfund sites and speed up dozens of other projects, and $14 billion to modify its discount broadband program to reach more families. Mm. It now is accessible to almost 15 million households. That's according to the Biden administration. So as of November 2022, the Biden administration had announced $185 billion in funding for projects, meaning there are still hundreds of billions of dollars from the law to allocate for infrastructure improvements over the next few years.
Oh my God. It's infrastructure week, everybody. No, it's infrastructure year. Oh no, it's infrastructure 2 years. No, no, no. Infrastructure 4 years. I mean, every single Republican voted against this. They didn't like this. They're not for it. They were working to undermine it. They still are working to undermine it. But they're reaping the benefits of the Democrats' infrastructure Inflation Reduction Act. What a bunch of sick, twisted, posturing freaks they are. But, you know, I'm looking at these numbers here, and two-thirds of all the projects from the Inflation Reduction Act, two-thirds of all the clean energy projects, two-thirds of all the improvements, two-thirds of the building, two-thirds of the major projects from this law, the one that Republican lawmakers opposed, is in red states and red districts. It's unbelievable. I'm looking at, $2.7 billion for rural electric grids. $2.7 billion for rural electric cooperatives across the United States. That's coming from the Department of Agriculture, believe it or not. I mean, it's so amazing to me. It really is. And it's important because Biden did become president for all America. And Biden understands what's going on in this country. Remember, he said he was running because he wanted to talk to the soul of America. He thought that we were losing our soul to anger and hostility and violence and results-free, immediate past and a truth vortex. And he said, he wanted to fight for the soul of America, which meant that he had to talk to people who would not vote for him, that he had to show people who would not vote for him that he cared about them too, that they weren't being disrespected or ignored by him or the current, crop of Democrats in the House and in the Senate any longer, that he would take on the primary responsibility of investing in places that were deindustrialized, places that had hurt for a really, really stinking long time, places where people lost faith in our governing institutions, where people believed that America gave up on them. That's what led to violence on January 6th. I hate to tell you, that's what causes all this polarization and hatred and acceptance of violence and acceptance of police brutality and acceptance of because people have just given up thinking that the government was here to serve them, or the government was here to help them, or the government cared about them, or the government saw the deindustrialization. We named it the Rust Belt and then turned our backs on it. And Biden understood it because, look, he's not only a middle class person like me and most of you. He's also from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He also witnessed his dad losing his job. He also had to move from Pennsylvania to Delaware in order for his family to survive the loss of the job. He, you know, the man is so full of compassion. And, you know, I wish that he had a third of the ability to speak, okay, that Donald Trump did. A third of the ability to, engage a crowd. Let's put it that way. But the only reason why Donald Trump engaged the crowd is because Donald Trump played to their resentment. Donald Trump played to their hatred. Donald Trump played to their abject, distrust that government would ever do anything meaningful for them. And Biden understands this. He totally gets it. And that's why it's infrastructure years now. Years. So in the five months since the Inflation Reduction Act became law, tens of billions of dollars have been invested in various things. Renewable energy. You know what's amazing to me? Do you know that, you know, in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district, in that little tiny district in Georgia, this is the woman who spoke out against the Green New Deal, that it was like, you know, it was going to destroy America. It was bull crap. We didn't need it. We didn't want it. It wasn't good for us. It was, you know, horrible. It was whatever. Turns out that her district is getting a giant solar panel plant. A giant solar power plant. It's a South Korean company. I don't know. Maybe she was like, I mean, they said they never spoke to her. They never had anything to do with her. But it's called Q. It's called Q Cells. I swear to God. Q-C-E-L-L-S. Q Cells. South Korean company. But anyway, they are building a gigantic solar panel plant in her district. In her freaking district, while she's just spews a whole bunch of garbage about the Green New Deal and solar energy being worthless and wind power not being able to power anything. And, you know, anyway, so we're getting, she's getting a solar power plant in her district. We're getting battery plants built, electric vehicle projects, all in red districts. In fact, 2/3 of the major projects are in districts where the Republican lawmakers opposed the Inflation Reduction Act. I swear to God.
Oh, no, I'm sure she'll give the Democrats credit when she addresses her constituents. No problem.
It's hard to point out. It's hard to not, you know, like point out the hypocrisy of this crowd of sycophants. You know, I mean, they fought tooth and nail against this bill. And now those that very same bill that they spent so much energy fighting against is creating these amazing opportunities in their districts that they are now leading. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. You know, you had a ribbon cutting ceremony in Minnesota for, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this solar panel maker, but there's another one called Helion, H-E-L-I-E-N-E, Helion. They're expanding in Minnesota. Pete Starber, who is a Republican from Minnesota, whose home district is going to host that plant. That plant will be one of the largest solar panel makers in America. He was against it. So why is Biden doing that? You know why? Because it's good for the soul of America. Because Americans need to know that it doesn't matter if Biden gets the credit for it or if he doesn't get the credit for it. That what Biden is going to do is Biden's going to do it because it benefits ordinary working Americans. Because it benefits our climate issues, because it benefits our country. It takes us away from having to rely on China. Well, all Donald Trump ever did was scream and yell about it and, you know, say, oh, we're going to enter into some trade war, which caused farmers to depend on subsidies instead of the markets that they had developed. I mean, he destroyed their markets. This actually is great.